Big, you know what time it is, man. Season 5, week 4.
It's week 5, coach.
Week 5, coach. You know what time it is, man. Welcome to the Supreme Podcast. I got my boy Keon on the line. Keon, talk to him.
Yo, what's the word, Supreme, man? We're going to start it on off, man, with the prime top 10 power rankings, man. Coming in at number 1 on the first prime power rankings are the Cleveland Browns. Coming in at number 2 is the New England Patriots. Coming in at number 3 is the Washington Redskins. Coming in at number 4 is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. At number 5, Kansas City Chiefs. At number 6, the Atlanta Falcons. At number 7, the Detroit Lions. At number 8, the New Orleans Saints. At number 9, the Tennessee Titans. At number 10, we got the Carolina Panthers, man.
Hey, coach.
Think about those rankings, coach.
I think that I'm gonna speak on that in a second, coach. But let's address the monkey in the room, man. A lot of these guys got a problem with the Raiders being 4-0 and not in the top 10. Is it, was that a mistake? Those guys off on purpose.
Oh man, that really was a mistake. I see that the Raiders not in there, but it was a mistake. But hey. I still like this top 10 as it is with the Raiders being 4-0 because I believe that the Raiders probably got a couple of forced wins, man, and he ain't really played much of nobody yet. I think in the tail part of this season right here, he'll start playing some teams and we'll truly be able to see where he stack up in Supreme.
Yeah, I believe that. You know, I believe that he should have got a shot probably in that top 10 somewhere. But as far as, you know, getting the respect that he deserves, it's just going to take some time, man. Everybody don't just immediately start to get that respect that they, you know, think that they deserve just because they're 4-0. And I know for sure that he just did get a forced win on week 4 on whoever he said he was trying to face. So
yeah, so I say the top 10 is still pretty goddamn going strong right now. But he's going to have to fight his way back, go ahead and get a win this week. Ease his way on up in there. But, you know, I think the committee just overlooked him a little bit this week. Him sitting at 4-0. But I think it's a strong top 10 right here with these 10 guys that I have sitting at the top 10.
Yeah, I agree with that, coach. I agree with that. All right, let's move on to these games of the week, man.
Man, some of the games to watch, man. The first game, we had the Cleveland Browns versus the Cincinnati Bengals. What you think about that game right there, coach?
Browns and the Bengals, man, that's going to be a good one because, you know, the Bengals is hot after going 0-16 last year and being the fucking laughing stock of the league. You know, those guys is looking to make, you know, to turn some things around and try to, you know, start the year off hot. And that's exactly what they done with Ross at running back and running that, you know, heavy, heavy run scheme that these guys have known and loved.
Yeah, man, like you said, I think that the Cleveland, who I'm talking about, the Cincinnati Bengals, I mean, coming back and he's trying to make a little bit of splash right now. He started the season off 3-0. He had a hard one this week. He already did he play the game this week already? Nah, it was last week he played that game against the Pittsburgh right before we advanced. I guess he probably took Pittsburgh a little light, being that Pittsburgh was 0-3 at the time. Pittsburgh came in there, did what he do usually, a lot of running, you know, how Mont play. And came out victorious in a pretty good, hard-fought game. But as you stated, man, I could see Muffin trying to come back and make a little bit of splash and make a little bit of noise, even though he's been missing for a while.
Yep, I agree. But he still got to face against a very good opponent in the Browns, man. Browns have been dominating that division for a while, so you know, like I said, it's gonna be a good game.
Man. Oh,
hopefully,
man.
Bengals.
Who you taking in that game, coach?
I'm definitely gonna take the Browns just because they're familiar with each other. They're familiar with each other, and the Browns just, you know, they got a sound game plan. It's not just like some cut and dry, you know, gimmicky type shit. It's actually, he can do it all. If you're losing, you know, he can figure out a way to win from passing or running the ball. So, unlike the Bengals, who basically they gotta run. They gotta be in a good lead and be, you know, clock management. So a lot gotta go right for them to win those games. So I got the Browns winning that one.
Nah, I have to agree with you, Coach. I'm going to have to take the Browns in this matchup too, man. Like you said, the Browns come in with a pretty good game plan. If you can't stop the run, he's going to run it. If you give him a little bit of opening to pass the game, he's going to come in and pass the ball. We usually know that the Bengals is usually a one-trick pony. After you find out what those couple of tricks is, he might have about three tricks. After you find out what those couple of tricks is, you're usually able to slow him down. Against the upper competitors as the Browns is one of the elite ones, man. I can see the Browns being able to figure those couple of tricks out very, very fast, man. And as soon as he figure it out, you know, he looks to exploit you in all different type of ways. And I can see the Browns coming out this thing a big win, actually, probably 2-possession ball game, unless the Bengals find some type of way to be able to slow the game down and be able to execute and get in the end zone. Yep. Moving forward to our next game, man, we have the New England Patriots, man, your squad versus the Redskins, man. What you got to say about this game, coming into this game, Coach?
4-0. Look, man, you know, we're definitely not taking these guys lightly. We know what to expect, run dosage. You know, but the good thing about what we do is, man, we you know, we can move the ball a little bit. We know that they got a really good 3-4 scheme. They got some good defense. It's just about the matter of being able to get it done.
Hey, man,
There's
going to be a matchup between two top defenses, man. You have the Redskins sitting at number one in points given up this year, and you got yourself coming in at number one in yardage given up this year, man. What you think about this defensive matchup that's going to be going on?
That's what we do. You know, we can give up some yards, but we usually try to kind of stingy on the points. Like I said, it just depends, man. It depends on which team we're going to be able to face, where, you know, most teams usually can run the ball and move
no,
up and
coach,
down the
no,
field.
No, Coach. Y'all number one in yardage giving up, meaning y'all sitting at on giving up 879 yards this year, man. That's very impressive.
Oh, well, yeah, man. It's been light so far this season against who we faced. We haven't had very much competition. So this should be our first big test to find out, you know, how well our run game is starting to be against somebody who does like to have a dominant run game like the Redskins do.
Man, y'all also usually be in the top five in the total offense, man. Right now, y'all think y'all sitting at number six in total offense. Your offense going up against this defense, man. What you got to say about that?
Man, like I said, we're playing to move the ball. We haven't been able to really – I think our numbers really aren't as accurate as they probably should be because of the opponents we faced. I think we played the Jets, Dolphins, shit like that. We've been playing good defense, so we've been having short fields. You know, we really haven't been able to do a lot or exploit too much. So, like I said, this should be a good test.
And – just like your offense is usually sitting, man, y'all sitting at top five in points per game. Y'all sitting right now at 40.3. I expect y'all to come out and still be able to move the ball and be able to put up points. Do you think it's going to be a high-scoring game, or you think y'all going to just move the ball and, you know, the Redskins is going to try to execute what he's going to try to execute with those hogs out there and be able to execute and be able to have time of possession this game? What y'all game plan going in on offense this game, Coach?
That's exactly what it is, man. Try to move the ball, try to get points on the board, and get an early lead, force their hand to these guys who don't really like to run the ball. I mean, to throw the ball as much. You know, put them in a situation where they forced to do so, make them be a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, Coach, I have to agree with you, man. I know y'all looking to come in and win this game. For the Redskins to be able to win this game, he's going to have to control time of possession and also make big plays on that defense. That defense is going to have to really come out and be stout this game. And he's going to have to be able to move the ball on the run against you, man. And as we see, your defense is number one in yardage given up. So I expect y'all to be able to get off the field, man. So I am gonna go out there on the limb this game and be able to pick y'all, because I see y'all hitting on all cylinders right now. Y'all being able to play defense, get guys off the field, being able to get turnovers, and also being able to put points on the board, averaging like what I said, 40.3. So I see y'all being able to come out victorious in this game. I'm gonna have to roll with y'all, the New England Patriots, this game.
Yeah, man. If I had to take it, I'm gonna say 31-10.
31-10. Ooh, that's a statement right there, Coach. Y'all say 3-possession ball game.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, we're gonna be there to be able to watch that one. As we mentioned earlier, man, that's a prime game of the week. Everybody, make sure you tune in to this game, man. Two top defense and one top offense going against another top defense out there, man. It should be something good to watch. Just be able to see these coaches go out there and be able to play chess and the different adjustments that will be made at the halftime, man. We expect to see y'all out there, Coach. Let's move forward to the next game, this other game of the week. We have the Atlanta Falcons versus the Panthers, man. What you got to say about that, Philly?
Falcons and Panthers, man. I can't see them being able to do too much. I got the Panthers rolling in this one. Walt is familiar with them. He pretty much know what to expect from those guys. Yeah, I think it should be a comfortable win for the like if they can show up to that game, I think that they'll have an easy job pulling it out. But like, man, I said, it's about them showing up.
Like you said, man, these coaches know each other well, man. These two similar style coaches, man. They want to come in running the ball first and be able to hit you on seven cuts and little out routes real quick. Sometimes they'll hit you on the post out of tight. But both of their game plans, I would say, is very similar to each other. So I expect this to be a very close game, man. Never know how the Falcons gonna come out and play right now. They starting off hot. They 3-0 right now. I want to say the Panthers are 3-1. They lost one game against the Bucks, I believe, the first game of the year. That's a pretty good opponent he went up against in that game. I want to say that game was very close, Dick. But I'm probably gonna have to roll with you in this game right here, Coach. I'm gonna have to take the Carolina Panthers. I see him wanting to come out and prove something this year, wanting to be able to put his name back in the playoff and be able to compete for one of those championships, man. And this game right here is going to have to show that he's for real this year, and he's ready to come out and compete and show,
hey man,
that he's one of those elite guys.
I say it every year. Eliminate the forced wins that he get, he'll be all right. But every season he get 3 to 4 force losses, and then that put him out of, you know,
they always come back to hunt him at towards the end, man. And he'd be out there fighting for it. He'd be out there fighting for his life, man. That seemed like that's Walt this year in Madden 20. But as we know, when he comes to play, man, he really comes to play, and he put his head usually together to be able to compete against all the elite guys that's out there. And I expect him to come out victorious in this game. Like I said, Coach, I expect it to be a very close game. It's probably going to be a one-possession game, and they're probably going to have to play all the way to the end. They might end up going back and forth, or it might end up being a defensive game. But whatever it is, Coach, I expect it to be a one-possession game with the Panthers coming out on top.
I agree.
Let's move forward to the game of the week. Game of the week, man, going to be very interesting, man. You have the New Orleans Saints hosting those Tennessee Titans, man. What you think in this?
Saints and Titans, man. It's going to be a good one. Familiar, like I said, always familiar. I think that the Titans will pull this one out. I know that the Saints got a good, you know, run defense, but I just don't think that they could be able to stop everything. I know that Titans like to run the ball, but they can pass it a little bit if they need to. And the same with the Saints, but the difference is with the Saints, it's pretty much it's a one-trick pony on the pass, and everybody has now been more than acclimated to what that is and what the routes are and what's coming. So I can't see them being able to, you know, get out to a big lead and dominate. But I do think that the Titans will win a close one. I'm gonna say 24-21.
Yeah, man. Sitting at one of the top team defenses in this league, man. It's going to be a very interesting game because you got the Titans sitting at like, I want to say number one in interceptions, getting interceptions this year. He's getting 15 interceptions this year. He also sitting one of the top defensive yardage giving up. He only gave up 917. Then you have him sitting at number one on offense, man, averaging 46 points a game. But I also think that the Saints is know his game plan pretty well, and the Saints have a pretty good defense themselves. They sit giving up only, I want to say, let me check, 68 points this year. They only gave up 68 points, and they sitting at number four in the league in points given up this year. So I can see the Saints coming out, man, being able to slow down that running game. If the Saints being able to slow down that running game, I think he'll give the Titans some fits. He'll have the Titans doing stuff that he don't really want to do. But like you said, the Titans also can pass a little bit. But I also see the Saints being able to stop the little passes that the Titans being able to come out with, man. I think it's going to be a tight ball game. But like I said, if the Saints come out and stop that run game, I can see the Saints winning this game by a possession too. But it all depends on what type of Saints team we're going to get this game. But it's going to be a very good matchup, man. That's why I had to pick this as the game of the week. Two top teams, as we can see, on defense. And we know the Saints usually come with a couple of runs. And like you say, he got a few passes here and there that he only looking at a couple of guys. But, hey, when they get in the flow and they have you off balance and they sneaking in there here and there and you let them get that run game going, you could have a long day. And we're going to be able to see – we got to be able to see how the Saints match up against that run game. Can he stop the run game? Because we know I don't know which back the Saints going to come out with, because iffy, he'll put Ruggs back there sometimes and let Ruggs bust out for big plays. We know he's like 90-something speed, but I've been seeing him use other backs this year, so we'll see how that game go. But I'm going to have to pick the Saints in this game in a very close game, Coach.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Coach.
Nah, like I said, I made my decision, man. It should be a close one. It just depends on what Reg can do when it comes to some of the, you know, those pass plays that they like to do. I think the Reds will have a good job stopping the run. I don't think that's going to be a problem for them to stop the run. But it's about those crossers that everybody
can
is from.
Can he stop the crosses?
Yep. If he could do that, then he should be all right.
Okay, let's move on to let's pick them. Get some pick-ems on these other games. Coach, we have the Jacksonville Jaguars versus the Chargers. Who you got in that game?
Ooh, that's a good one, man. I got the Jaguars, man. The Chargers really is pretty trash. They've been absolutely terrible. The laughingstock of the league since they joined. So I don't see them ever pulling off a win.
For me in this game, Coach, I'm going to have to roll with the Chargers, actually, because I think the Jaguars will have a hard time trying to stop the run. We know the Chargers want to run the ball, and his favorite pass plays is screen. So we'll see if the Jacksonville Jaguars be able to stop them boys on that, man. Let's move to the next game. We done talked about the Bengals versus
Browns. Let's go back to that, man. Let's go back to that and address the fact that this man says in a HDMI that we miraculously found an HDMI cord and switched up the whole game plan. Let me just
say, what happened, Coach? What happened that game? I didn't even catch that game right there. What happened?
So first half, he jump out to a lead, a good lead. I think maybe like 17-0 or some shit. Mm-hmm. And we got video evidence of, you know, the screen going black. The screen is blacking out. So, oh shit. So when our screen is blacking out, we don't know what's going on the field. You know what I'm saying? Like, did you see the video?
I seen the video you posted in the group.
Yeah. So like the screen is black. So obviously the game is still playing, right? You know, the game is still on, but the screen is blacking out. So with the screen
saying you can't see on your side, on your end?
Right. I can't see you can't see what's going on the field because my screen is blacked out. Mm-hmm. And so coach is saying, hey, you know, I'm saying, hey, hold on. I'm pressing pause. So they like, hey, why does this guy keep pressing pause? So I'm telling him in his DM, I'm like, hey, look, man, I can't give me a second. I got to wiggle with this HDMI cord in the back of the game so it don't fucking keep fucking up. It's flickering. I can't see what's going on my plays. He like, hey, coach, you know, you could go get an HDMI cord all over your house. Stop making excuses, blah, 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 blah. So I'm like, no, well, usually that would be the case, but a nigga got a 50-foot HDMI cord coming from a projector out of the seat, out the top of the wall, down the side of the wall, out the bottom of the wall. So it's not a typical, you know, your typical, you know, how somebody would usually run with an HDMI cord, you know? Yeah. So I'm like, hey, coach, give me a second. He like, nah, fuck that. Stop making excuses. So then I put the actual video in the group, and they like, hey, look, man, you can see that this man not even playing. You run, keep doing adjustments on his defense. His screen blacks out. When the screen come back on, you running down up the sideline, and he was blind for 3 or 4 seconds. Don't know what's going on. And I'm like, yeah, man, just give me a second. He like, all right. So he finally, since I think it was Reg or somebody, was like, hey, man, just give him a second to fucking fix this shit, and then y'all can finish. So that happened. So then it's halftime. Boys come out in halftime and put together a good-ass game. You know, I finally got my shit to work. Now I'm not flickering. I'm doing everything right. My man said, hey, you watching my streams. Why would you come from the backside safety to cover my screen? You covering a screenplay that I'm running from the backside safety. Only way you would know that is if you watching my stream. So this is what I need to let everybody know, man. Will you please let these guys know, coach, that you cannot fucking watch somebody's stream and be able to make adjustments live, because it's impossible to fucking do. You're not, when you're watching a Twitch, it's not live fucking action. So for these
retards, we got you back on the, they got you back on the spy gate again, coach.
Yeah. Man is really upset.
The whole gate again, all starting over again.
My guy is mad, and he said that because I broke on a screen from the backside safety, he said, ain't no way in hell anybody would know that without knowing the play that I picked from the huddle. So my guy thinks that I am watching his stream live as I play, and I know exactly what he's running before he's running.
No, the screens do not show live at the moment. It's like probably like a 3 second, 5 seconds or something delay, so you can't see it at the moment. All you could be able to see it is was the play that happened before. So if someone looking at your screen at that time, I would suggest you got to change your play up a little bit later down in the game to be able to have that not happen. He probably was showing that early in the game or something. I don't know what was going on, because I didn't get the chance to watch that game. But all I know is the screens do not show live. So
I'm gonna tell you what it was. The nigga runs the ball 97% of the time. If he does not run the ball, he's running a fucking screen. It's pretty fucking easy. So, if the dude ain't running the ball, he ran a fucking backside screen. He did it over and over and over. So now, guy is super mad at the fact. And then, after he said that, he said, you know what? Somebody else is watching my stream, and they telling him, somebody done called him on the phone, and now they telling him what I'm running, because somebody else is watching it.
Well, we're gonna see if we get rich on the next cast and see if he clear up what was going on the Spygate that y'all had going on that game.
Hey, man.
Get him to explain his side of the story.
Somebody needs to do it, man, because this guy...
Yeah, I'm gonna hit my boy up a little later on the next podcast. We're gonna see can he come on here and explain what was going on, because I wasn't able to catch that game, and y'all talking about spy gates again. Here we go again.
Yeah, man. Just get him on here, man. I like to hear his side of the story. Man, I like to hear what he got to say about it.
Yeah, we're gonna make sure we get that guy on here on the next cast, man. Let's move forward to this Cowboys versus the Bills game. Who you got that game, coach?
I got the Cowboys down one. Should be an easy one. Should
I'm
going to
take the Cowboys
in 38-18 Cowboys.
I'm going to take the Cowboys in that game too. The next game we have the Minnesota Vikings versus Chicago Bears. Who you have, coach?
Ooh, Minnesota Vikings and the Bears, man. I think that the Bears been getting the best of them lately, and the Bears coming off of a terrible loss. I think that they're going to be able to bounce back. He don't want to know what that feeling is like to miss the playoffs in Supreme. So I think that he's going to fight.
That's all you heard him talking about, coach. He don't want to have that feeling of missing the playoffs. And if he lose this game right here and having a long season like we have going on, he might miss the playoff, coach. It is a great chance. It's probably an 85% chance that he'll miss the playoff at that time, coach.
Yeah,
so,
hey, look, it's a great chance. So I think that he's fighting for his life this week, coach.
Fighting for his life, I have to roll with you, coach. I'm going to take the Chicago Bears also in that game. Moving forward to the New York Jets versus the Miami Dolphins. Who you have in that game, coach? One team, 2-2. That's the New York Jets.
Jets and Dolphins. I'm rolling with the Jets, man. I know what the Jets can do. I also know what the Dolphins can do. They're both of those are familiar opponents for me. I'm rolling with the Jets.
I think OG Chiefing gonna start Chiefing this game, man. I'm gonna have to roll with the Miami Dolphins in this game. Dolphins gonna find.
I don't know what it is, man. Your boy OG, man, he ain't been, you know, where he normally would be.
He ain't been sipping on some of that good stuff, man.
I know what it is. My boy been trying to diet and shit. He ain't been eating pizza and shit like he normally do, you know. And it's something about that damn diet he got. It's fucking him up. Because right now you've been playing like shit. So
let's go, OG.
Hopefully, let's see if we can turn it around.
Let's get back on the boards this week, man. Let's get to 1-3. I'm picking you this week. Let's go, Dolphins. Next game we have the San Francisco 49ers versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Coach, who you have in this game? 49ers sitting at 3-1 and the Eagles at 2-2 right now.
That's going to be a good one there, man. I got the 49ers, man. They got a hell of a fucking roster. I'm talking about a hell of a roster. I'm rolling with the 49ers on this one.
49ers sitting at 3-1, 2-2, Eagles. Let's roll Philly. I'm going to take Philly in this game, man. Both teams going to finish off this game 3-2. Let's move forward to the next game. We got the Seattle Seahawks versus those Baltimore Ravens. Coach, who you got in this game?
Seahawks and Ravens. Oh man, that's two. Oof.
Seahawks got 1-3. Baltimore is 1-3. Seahawks caught a forced loss on the last one. He's cruising, but he's gonna be back to play this game.
Be back to be able to play this one, huh?
Yeah.
Man.
It's gonna be a good match.
I'm gonna roll with the Ravens on this one, man. That's two evenly matched opponents. The Ravens do got a good little team, man. Seahawks got a damn good team too, but I just don't.
Well, coach, it sounds like you cut off right now. Can you hear me, coach?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
I said they've been off the six for a couple of days, man. So I don't think that they got what it takes. I'm gonna roll with the Ravens.
I have to roll with you only because he's been off the sticks for the last couple of days. I seen that game that he put together in a shootout with the 49ers, like 40-something. But, like you say, this guy, he got to be in rhythm. He has to be on the game. So, man, I'm going to have to roll with those Baltimore Ravens this game, man. Let's move forward to the next game. We have the Arizona Cardinals versus the L.A. Rams. Who you got, coach?
Cardinals and Rams. I got – that's familiar. Familiar opponents. But I'm rolling with Tripp on this one, man. I had a couple hiccups, so – season, but you know he got championship pedigree now, man. So when you got championship pedigree, you always got a chance. So I'm rolling with the Rams on that one.
I got to roll with the champs too, man. Like you say, championship pedigree, man. When you get in these type of games after you done lost two back to back, he's trying to find a way to get a win again and get back on the road of winning. So I can see him finishing this game 3-2. And that will also have him tied up, because since I picked the Eagles in the last game, have him tied back as division lead with the San Francisco 49ers, and I think they're trying to get that. So it's going to be 3-2, coach. Let's move forward. We have the Broncos 2-2 versus those Kansas City Chiefs 3-1. Who you taking?
Chiefs. Should be an easy one.
Chiefs. I got to take the Chiefs, too. Moving forward, now we have those Raiders who got snubbed out of the top 10, 4-0. Versus those Lions. This is a good game right here for the Raiders to be able to show they belong amongst the elite. Who are you taking?
I got the Lions, man. This should be an easy one.
You got the Lions. I'm going to take the Lions in this game, too. Moving forward, we have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus my struggling Houston Texans.
I got the Bucs, man.
You know, we got to take ourselves, coach.
Of course, you got to take yourself, coach. But, I mean, really, I'd like to know, you know, what type of game plan you got going into this game. You know, it's not a secret. You know what to expect.
Man, we got to come out and stop the run. Everyone knows. That's
exactly.
The first
thing. What is it that you plan on doing to
first thing, we're going to stick to the guns. We're just going to come. We're going to come do what we do, and we plan on being able to execute, man. I think we haven't been executing well. And sometimes we'll get stuck in keeping this thing wide open. We got to know when to get back under that center and do what we do, being able to run the ball, being able to be a complete offense. And when we start stopping somebody on defense, I think we pretty well, man. The thing is to being able to stop that run. It look like we've been having trouble lately. And basically all of my leads, man, being able to stop the run lately. So it's going to be a great challenge. And this is going to be one of those games you got to focus in for four quarters. We want to just make it to the fourth quarter. We make it to the fourth quarter, we think we'll do what we do and be able to escape this game right here. But the first thing is first, being able to slow down the run and make it to the fourth quarter, coach.
Well, coach, I'm going to just tell you this. I mean, that's a good game plan, but I'm going to tell you that the run game is a run game, and that's what they do well. But I'm going to tell you this. All of that damn passing, you're going to have to figure something out, because that's his strongest suit. Is playing defense, and he got a hell of a defensive team over there. So just make sure and understand that you understand, you know, what it is that you want to do and to be ready for it all.
And being able to go out there and execute. I appreciate that, coach. Let's move forward to this last game. Oh, we done talked about that last game. That was the Carolina Panthers versus those Falcons, man. So, hey, it looks like we done hit all bases here, man, with these games. It's on you, coach. Go ahead and take us up out of here.
Of course, man. Hey, look, we gonna keep them coming. Like I said, we kind of, you know, told everybody what we was gonna do. What was gonna be better this year, and we still dropped the ball so far. But
moving forward, coach, we gonna get better, man. Like you said, we dropped the ball. It was holidays. Everybody know going on.
Hey,
Christmas.
Man, we gonna blame.
We got to blame it on the holidays, old coach. But let's go ahead and get on up out of here, though, coach.
All right,
everybody,
man. Until next week,
at all
man.
Costs, man.
Make sure you try to get your games in on that first night. If you get them on the first night,
make sure you get your game scheduled, man. And make sure you just show up for times, because some guys, you don't know how they are. And some guys want you to be right there on time. If you need to be there on time, you know the guys you're dealing with, man. We all vets around here, majority. Everybody know everybody around
here. That's what I will say. Just understand, man, if you can't make a time, try to talk. And try to be, you know, proactive with that coach, because, you know, some of these guys are some real, like, goofs, and will try to take whatever they can, you know. So make sure that you're proactive. Make sure you can get your games in on time. Schedule your games first night, and you ain't got to worry about it.
Until next week, fellas. Hey, compete at all costs. We out.
Bigger.